This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
I want to lead off this whole discussion about Casey Martin, the professional golfer who has the bad leg. It is a circulatory problem in his leg. You may have read that Casey Martin is a golfer who uses a cart. He was given an exemption, temporary, to use a cart. The PGA claims that they don't use carts and that they gave an exemption. Well, this went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court backed Casey Martin, sided with him, saying this guy has a right to make a living. Now, Dave, you wanted to lead us off on this one about using carts because you don't think it's so unusual, right?
No, Mr. Henry, I don't think it's unusual. The PGA, which is the Professional Golfers Association, they, if you think about it, because I was thinking about it the other day, okay, think about it. Like, the PGA has golfers who are out of shape, they smoke cigarettes, they also have booze, like, they have beer and they have liquor in the clubhouses, okay? Okay, Mr. Hendry, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, and so...
All right, so they have liquor and they smoke?
They have liquor and they smoke. Think about it. If you think about it, how are they not going to let a golfer go out and not be in a cart if they let them drink and if they let them smoke? Think about it, man. That's why this whole thing is bogus. They're talking about Casey Martin like it's an exemption, like this guy, you know, this is the first time we're going to let this dude ride a cart. That's bull, man. Think about it. You know.
All right, I'm thinking about it. You're telling me that because golfers drink?
Yeah.
Because they drink and smoke, most likely they're using a cart.
That is absolutely right. If a player goes to the turn, okay, which is after nine holes, they call that the turn, and he gets something to drink, and by the 15th hole, he is in no shape to even be out among regular people, to be walking among regular people, are you telling me after Tiger Woods if he's had too much to drink, they're going to let him ride? They're not going to let him ride?
Well, when have you seen Tiger Woods have too much to drink on a golf course? I mean,
I don't know, man. That's the whole thing. But just think about it. Are they going to tell Tiger Woods he can't ride? Think about it, man. That's what I'm trying. I was talking to some people at work today, and everybody's so stupid about this. Think about it.
If Tiger Woods asked to ride in a cart, I guess they'd let him.
You better believe they'd let him. That's right. If you use your head, they're not going to show it on TV, because they would be like a public image to keep up. What, are they going to show John Daly, like, falling down or anything?
Well, how many golf events do you think John Daly showed up at blind, stinking drunk?
Think about it, man. He's an alcoholic. He's admitted to it.
Well,
I mean, if you think about it, John Daly is an alcoholic. He's admitted to drinking. Yeah, he's going to be at the golf tournament after having a lot of shots of Bushmills whiskey or tequila or I don't know what he has. But think about it. Look, I'm not saying that every time a guy has a beer, he has to use a cart. I have a cousin. His name is James. He has a six-pack before he even tees up. He golfs over at Montebello, okay? Okay, Mr. Henry?
Yes, I'm following you.
Okay. He kicks my ass every time. He's a really good golfer. He drinks a six-pack. He goes out. He kicks my ass.
What does he shoot?
He shoots like in the low 80s. He's about a 10 handicap. But I doubt seriously if anybody listening to your show right now is going to beat that on a consistent basis. And that's my cousin James, who drinks like a six-pack before he goes out. Think about it, man.
Well, you sound really wound up by this. You believe the PGA already allows players to ride in golf carts because they may be drunk.
I'm not saying drunk. I'm saying they give them that option. Are you going to tell, like, Arnold Palmer, after he's sitting at the turn and he has, like, five or six beers, okay, Arnie, you're up, man. Well, you know, I need a cart because I've had, like, a six-pack. No, man, I need a cart. No, Arnie, you can't ride in a cart. That's not going to happen, man.
I don't know if I believe that Arnold Palmer has ever gotten to the turn at a major tournament and sat there and downed a six-pack.
Well, look at the way he's been golfing lately, okay? He like at the PGA senior tournament, the guy shot horrible, man. It would be enough. I'd sit and have a six pack and go, God, man, what's happened to my game? And that's probably what he's been doing.
All right, Dave's with us. 1-800-449-8686. It's Dave Oliver, right?
Yes, sir. Dave Oliver, Phil, and love your program too. and I just wanted to weigh in on this.
Okay, Dave says that the PGA already allows people to ride, and that their whole... Then why were they fighting Casey Martin?
Because they're fighting the whole cripple thing, man, and they don't want to show no cripple out there.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. So Casey Martin was fought by the PGA. They would not let him get into a cart, not because they don't allow carts, but because they didn't want it to appear as if they had handicapped people out there.
That's right.
But I mentioned to you the fact that the PGA has never, ever, the television has never, ever shown a PGA player in a cart, except in the...
Well, okay.
Well, wait a minute. Except in the senior tournament. They have shown that.
Okay, think about it, man. I mean, you've got to use your head. They're not going to show a PGA player in a cart because think about it. That will make... That's an image problem. It makes them all look like they're weak asses. Okay? And they don't want to have no Casey Martin out there because if you think about it, are they going to say, look, we have a cripple playing in the game, and look, he won like the Masters, man? Now everybody will laugh at the Professional Golfers PGA Association of America and say, look, a cripple won the Masters. Man, you're bogus, man. You're 86 on the straight, man. You're to the curb, man. That's not going to happen. Think about it, man.
And okay, all right, I understand the image thing. Don't let Casey Martin on TV with the cart, because then they have a cripple winning big tournaments.
That's right, man. That's right.
That still does not prove any argument that you've made that the PGA up to this point has allowed players to ride.
Are you trying to tell me?
I had to hear it all. I've heard all your arguments about Arnold Palmer might have had a six-pack at the turn because he's depressed about his game. Tiger Woods has had too much to drink. They're not going to let him ride.
Well, I'm not even saying too much to drink. Tiger Woods last offseason, Mr. Henry, did a lot of banquet. He was on the banquet circuit, and he was like out, and he was out late. If he goes out to a banquet, if he's giving away an award at the Boys Club or like some kind of gay-ass organization like that, and he's got to give away...
I don't like you calling the Boys Club some gay-ass organization, okay?
Okay, but I'm just saying...
I don't like that, okay?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Well, okay, but he has to give an award, and he's tired the next day? Are they going to tell Tiger Woods, no, sorry, man, you got to walk anyway, even though you're tired, even though you pump billions and billions and millions of dollars into the PGA Association, you got to walk, man? Think about that, man. There's no way you tell Tiger Woods he's got to walk if he wants to ride.
What if he's never asked to ride?
Think about it, man. He's probably been to... You're telling me he's not had a beer? Or, you know, like a couple of drinks?
I don't know, but if he says he doesn't want to ride, then he doesn't ride.
Well, I'm saying they give him that option.
All right, you make an interesting argument. The PGA allowing player... I've been to some PGA tournaments. I don't think I've ever seen a player in a cart, but I haven't seen every hole. And what Dave's saying is the PGA already allows people to ride. Should we go to a break? We have a caller here. Dave, you want to take a call?
No, I'd be happy to, yes, sir.
Okay, let me go to a call, and then we'll take a break. Mark, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, I just want to know what your caller's thinking about them drinking on the PGA Tour.
I'm saying, man, it's the only sport, the only professional sport that allows drinking.
No, they don't allow drinking.
Then
are
why
you
do they have,
right now?
Excuse me, man. Do they have a clubhouse at the end of the... I've been to enough tournaments to know, man. They have a clubhouse at the end of the tournament?
Exactly.
Do they have a bar in the NFL locker rooms? No. Do they have a bar in baseball? No. But they do in golf.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, that's for them to celebrate after, not during the golf game.
Amen. Golf. They let you drink in golf. I've seen millions of guys drinking in golf.
Oh, you've seen them drinking?
Yeah.
You've seen them getting ready to tee off, and they're sitting there drinking a six-pack?
Think about it,
man. I watch golf every day, and I've never seen someone drinking a beer.
Have you seen them smoke a cigarette? Man, I saw that guy, Chichi Rodriguez, man, smoking up a storm, okay? If he's
smoking
a cigarette,
different than drinking.
Tell me he don't have a beer in the cart, man. Think about it. Hey, the PGA has got... beer stands every hole, practically, on the ninth hole.
You're talking about for the fans. You're talking about
for the fans,
you know.
No, man, if you go to a golf tournament, if you go to a golf course, man, and Mr. Henry, I've been on golf courses. They have a place right after the ninth hole. You can buy a beer, man. Think about it.
Public golf courses, not the PGA. Come on.
Well, hey, man, you know what? if you don't understand that they're not going to say, who's going to say no to Arnold Palmer if he wants to have a six-pack? Are you? No. Is the PGA? No.
What? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about if Arnold Palmer is depressed about how bad his game's going. You know his game stinks lately, right?
No, his game's not stinking because he's drinking.
Arnold Palmer's game is not stinking because he's drinking. I'm not saying that, but I am saying he could get depressed enough that his game is so bad he would have a six-pack at the turn.
Okay, no, the guy, he shoots an 83, and he decides to have a six-pack of beer at the turn because he's depressed about it.
Think about it, man. It's the only sport that allows you to ride, to smoke cigarettes and drink.
No, that's not true.
All right, look, Mark, thanks. We got to take a break. 1-800-449-8686. Kind of an interesting conversation we're having here with Dave Oliva about the PGA allowing people to ride in carts. Now, Casey Martin, he claims, is not the first, that the PGA has allowed many other golfers to ride in carts, especially if they've had too much to drink or they're just tired from being on the banquet circuit. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Talking about Casey Martin, and he gets to ride in a cart. Supreme Court says so.
Mr. Hendry, I wanted to make a point also.
And this is Dave Oliva. Go ahead, Dave.
Yes, sir. I wanted to make a point also about one very significant statistic. The International Olympic Committee will not make golf an Olympic sport. Why do you think that is?
I guess you're going to tell me it's because they allow drinking?
Because it's bogus. That's why. Because if they got like, you know, I mean, think about it, man. Are they going to allow that in the Olympics? They are not allowing it in the Olympics. Why? Because some guy has, you know, it has a Tom Collins or a gimlet. So a lot of these guys tee off after having gimlets, which is one of the favorite drinks of golfers. They have... Like,
what do you mean they tee off after having gimlets?
That's what they do. That's what they do. And the International Olympic Committee will not allow that to happen.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. So the International Olympic, I didn't know that. I think there's too many sports going into the summer games anyway. It's a bunch of crap.
Well, but still, they'll never let golf in because, you know, a guy has a gimlet and tees off. Forget it.
All right, here is Gilbert. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil. How you
yes,
doing?
Yes, sir. Good.
Good. Yeah, I just this talk that Dave's having here, this is killing me. I've been a golfer my whole life. I'm a 12 handicap and PGA member.
Are you
member.
A professional golfer?
No, I'm not a professional golfer.
Okay. There you go. There you go.
I've worked tournaments. I've worked the Byron Nelson. I've worked the senior tournament, the Dominion, the San Antonio.
Okay.
Do what now?
You never play professionally.
No, have you?
Think about it, man.
No, think about it.
Think about it, man.
Nobody on a professional tour takes a turn at nine holes, goes into the clubhouse for a burger, fries, and a beer. That's golfers like us that do that.
Excuse me. Are you telling me that if Tiger Woods wants to, after nine, have a beer, they're going to say no?
I guarantee you they're going to say no, and if Tiger doesn't like it, they're going to tell Tiger he can go back in the clubhouse.
That's right. They can tell Tiger to take his millions of dollars worth of advertising that he brings with him. And forget, man, you are stupid. I'm sorry, man.
Let's not call people names, okay?
I mean, you've got to be stupid. You think they're going to tell Tiger Woods, who brings millions and billions of dollars into the PGA, he can't have a beer and a burger? Yeah, sure,
at the
man.
At turn? Yeah.
You know, the
I'm
reason why
you
don't play... Yeah, you know what, man? You don't get how the game's played.
No, you're
the reason why you don't play professionally. Do you drink?
Do I drink? I do, and I drink on the course, but I'm not a professional golfer.
You may not be drinking enough, man, to understand how this game is played, okay? Because Tiger Woods can have a burger and a fry, you know, anytime he wants to.
Burger and a fry, but can he have a beer?
They're not going to stop the golf tournament so Tiger Woods can have a burger.
I don't know that we can argue this. I don't know that we can say that Tiger Woods is going to be told what to do. I would have to agree a little bit with Dave. I think when you're looking at a guy,
professional golfers. I don't know if Dave's
I understand
ever even
that.
Talked to one on face-to-face basis.
Well, let me ask you this: Have you ever talked to the commissioner of golf? Have you ever talked to the commissioner of the PGA?
No, I never talked to him.
All right. That's the guy who knows which side of the bread the butter's on. And are you going to tell a guy like Tiger Woods, who brings so much money into the tournament, he can't have a beer at the turn?
That's right, Phil. And if Tiger Woods wants to have a gimlet before he tees up...
What's with this gimlet thing, okay?
That's what these guys are drinking when they tee off. Now, the other thing, when really the point of what we're talking about, how can you be sure that no other golfer's been allowed to ride in a cart?
Well, I mentioned the senior.
And the only golfers who are allowed to ride golf carts are the senior PGA Tour members.
Okay.
And none of the Professional Golfers Association, the guys under,
have you seen them all?
50 years old, are allowed to ride golf
have you seen them all
during play.
How do you know that? Have you seen them
I've
all?
I've worked golf tournaments.
Okay, you've
seen them all.
Dude, I've heard you, but you have, maybe they've got a path that they go on that's secret to everybody else.
Oh, yeah, they got underground tunnels to every hole. They pop up right by their ball, and right when the TV hits them, they make the golf cart disappear, man. And you gotta
hey, you know something, man? You can make fun of that, but what's to say that they don't have areas where they can go under the area?
Underground?
They take the golf carts from the practice tee to the first driving hole, and they stop them. Once they start their game, they're on foot, period.
I'm not saying that they don't walk the first hole, but I'm saying out of shot of the TV cameras, they could be getting into carts to ride... you know, I'm not saying they have underground tunnels, but they can.
If lightning strikes or something starts happening, sometimes they'll take golf carts out there to pick up the pros and take
them
to
the clubhouse
for safety.
But what about a hidden cart path that nobody sees that they can be sneak along?
What?
Well, there's
what are you talking about, man?
People watching the golf tournament, how could they possibly not be seen?
You just said
Did
like some kind of underground
golf tournament.
What?
Have you ever attended a golf tournament?
No, but you just said about an underground tunnel or something.
What are you talking about?
Well, what were you saying about an underground tunnel?
You're the one saying they got secret passages. Good grief.
Look, Dave, I don't think
that
there's...
Man, I need to pass out the stuff you're smoking, because that stuff is...
You know something, man?
That's
a cold shot, man. I'm not smoking nothing. I'm giving my opinion. And everything that I'm saying is based in logic.
Okay, now, wait a minute. How much money are these golf tournaments, or these golf courses, going to spend by putting in underground tunnels for their golf carts?
They don't have any underground tunnels unless they go under a road, and that's it.
Well, okay, man, but if you guys are not thinking about it, they got more booze... And a lot of these guys smoke cigarettes, too. So I say the PGA has to let them ride golf carts.
All right. Gilbert, thank you very much. That's a guy who's worked tournaments, okay?
Think about it, Mr. Henry. And
I'm thinking about it! Jeez!
If Tiger coughs up a lung from camel non-filters, who's to say he won't be allowed to ride in a cart? Okay? Let's say camel non-filter cigarettes is sponsoring the pants he wears. Because everything that a golfer wears is sponsored by somebody. And if you like his pants are sponsored by Camel, okay?
Yeah.
Then he's smoking non-filter jobs, and he coughs a lung up, maybe he has some blood. Are you trying to tell me Tiger Woods is not going to be allowed to ride in a cart if he's coughing up a lung with blood and everything? And
why is he going to keep playing in the tournament, man, if he's coughing up a freaking lung with blood? Are you nuts or something? The other thing is...
Think about it, Mr. Henry.
Dude, I'm thinking about it. The other thing is these golf tournaments, these courses that I mean, are not going to spend the amount of money, the incredible amount of money it's going to take to put underground cart tunnels so that the TV cameras can't see the pros. You think about it. You're asking me to think about it. Why don't you think about that?
Do you know how much money is in the PGA Tour?
I don't care how much money's in the PGA Tour. They're not going to throw it away on building underground guard. I just don't understand. I'm not saying that they don't let guys ride.
Okay, that's all I'm asking you to consider. That if they smoke and they also have like maybe a six-pack of Henry Weinhardt's at the turn. And
what guy's going to have a six or a Henry Weinhardt at the turn? Yeah, nine holes out, man. I'm 83. I'm like 12 over. Let's start drinking. You know, at that point, a lot of these guys may bail out.
No, they don't. Because Arnold Palmer is ceremonial. They expect him to be in the tournaments. He cannot leave. If his game sucks a big brown turd, okay, he can't leave because the people have come out to see him.
So instead, he's going to sit there and drink a six-pack at the turn and keep golfing.
What choice does he have? What choice does he have? They sold tickets on the basis that Arnold Palmer was going to be there.
All right, well, you're talking about a senior, by the way. Arnold Palmer, a senior, he gets to ride whether he's drunk or not. Can't believe what we're talking about. The freaking guys are drunk. 1-800-449-8686. Casey Martin may not be the only guy who gets to ride. A lot of those pros are drinking. They get to ride, too.
1-800-449-8686. And now, Phil Hendry.
And welcome back to Ask the Manager. I'm Mr. Peabody, and you can ask any question you want of the manager. And this is Katerina. Hello, Katerina.
Is this the manager of the Phil Hendry Show?
Yes, it is.
Phil Hendry told me that the Bruce Williams Show isn't coming on anymore?
I don't think so. My understanding is Mr. Williams has an eating disorder.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yes.
Anyhow...
he can't... It's just we've tried to get him to just drive by a restaurant, not even slow up. Just to drive by one without pulling in and, hello? She hung up. All right, we'll be right back with more on Ask the Manager in just a moment. Okay, that's enough for Ask the Manager. Let's get back to Dave is on the line with us here, and we're talking about Casey Martin, as you know, and the golf cart situation. And Casey Martin is riding, but you say other PGA players ride.
All I'm saying, Mr. Henry, is there's no way. You're not going to get me to believe other PGA players don't ride, so forget about it, man. It's never going to happen.
All right, let me go to Russ. Russ, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
How you doing, Phil?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just want to make one point. I think will blow a nice big hole in this gentleman's argument. He keeps saying over and over again, you know, if Tiger wants to have a beer at the turn at 9,
nobody's going to tell Tiger Woods what to do. He brings
billions of dollars. You want to know why? Let me make my point, and I'll hang up and listen to your comment.
Hey, but he brings millions and millions of dollars into...
We heard that, okay? Let this guy finish.
I've heard that 10 times over.
Right.
And all I'm trying to tell you is that if a Nike... Listen to me. Listen just for a second.
Okay,
can you let me get a word in?
Go ahead.
If Nike saw him at the turn drinking a beer, his sponsorship would be pulled so quick... It would tarnish their image.
They would pull him, dude, that's his
main sponsor.
Are you kidding me?
Gone.
My cousin Jesse, who went out to the senior PGA tournament at Riviera Golf Course, which is in the Los Angeles area, okay? He saw Palmer, man, lined up with, like,
I'm
everybody.
I'm not talking about Arnold Palmer. We're talking, he's on the senior tour.
Okay,
he's
but he was standing
old.
There, man. Hey,
it's
man.
Old news. I'm
he was standing there
PGA
buying
tour.
A beer. He was getting a beer.
Well, Bill, I'm sorry. Who gives a hoot what that happens on the senior tour? When I'm on the PGA tour, they're not going to allow anybody
about when
to do anything
was on
but
the
rock
regular tour.
Unless they've got a handicap like this man that everybody's talking about.
Hey, man, how do you know, man?
Because I've been to plenty of PGA tournaments myself.
Just because you've
been
to a tour.
I've played golf since I was 8 years old. I'm 40.
Hey, man, I went to a basketball game once, all right? Don't mean I'm Shaq O'Neal, okay?
No.
I'm just talking about, and I don't mean I know what goes on in the locker room. I'm talking about, and first of all, Arnold Palmer, like, when he was on the regular tour, my cousin said he seen him get like a gimlet, you know, before he teed off. Well, hey, you can laugh if you want to. You can laugh if you want to, man. You can laugh if you want to.
I needed this humor today. I tell you what, this is laughable.
You know something, man?
If this is all you got to worry about in the whole wide world, you need to get a life.
You know something, man? You need a life if you don't think the PGA is letting people ride. Do you know about the...
I could care less if they're letting people ride.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, well, that's the point I'm trying to make.
Who gives a hoot? Listen to me.
He had to go to the Supreme Court of the United States
I'll make you a bet. I'll give you a year's salary if you catch Tiger Woods riding in a cart on film. How's that?
They won't do it, man, because they have tunnels. They have hidden ways. No, man.
Making a turn in a cart.
You think
it's
going to happen, man?
Happen.
Because they've got hidden passageways for the carts of the pros.
Indians are picking up their balls and putting them in the woods.
Hey, man.
You know, think about it, man.
You know, if you think about it, then maybe you'd understand. But you don't want to think about it.
I am thinking about it.
You just want to think that Arnold Palmer or Jack Nicholson is going to go out there like not even have a drink. Get out of here, man. You keep saying this is all based on logic.
How about some common sense? You aren't using any, man.
Yeah, well.
I've never been to a golf course with secret passages, okay? Now, come on.
Because you haven't seen them, man. That's why.
All right. Thanks for calling. I don't know, man. And it's Nicholas, not Nicholson, okay?
Okay, Jack Nicholas, okay? But the fact is, the PGA Tour and golf, there's booze everywhere. And those guys are tired. There's one guy, his name is Craig Stadler. He is the fattest guy.
Craig Stadler.
Okay. He's got the biggest, fattest ass you have ever seen in your life. And there's no way that that guy can walk 18 holes of golf. He's got to be in a secret passageway someplace.
What? You're talking about Craig Stadler riding in carts?
Yes, sir. Riding in the carts, yes.
All right, here is John on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi. The reason that you don't see the tunnels is because they are secret, which is that dumbass didn't understand that.
Go ahead, John.
I think that these pro golfers have a worth ethic where, you know, they feel responsible not to drink while they're doing their job. I mean, how many other people go out to their regular work day, oh, we're having a bad day, so at lunchtime we're going to go out and drink a half pack?
A million, millions of them.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, what are you talking about? How many people do that? What are you talking about? How many people stop down and smoke a joint at lunchtime?
Well, I don't know, but...
Yeah, well, I can tell
you. These guys are on TV. They're being watched constantly.
Well, constantly. And... Yeah, they're being watched constantly. What I'm saying is the PGA don't care. Maybe even the people that are there don't care. It's just they don't want it to go out onto the TV set.
Yeah, but they have a responsibility to their job not to get wasted while they're doing their job.
If their game is, like, on the slide, it's like... Who's the guy? John Daly, okay? That guy's an admitted drinker. If
he probably drinks after he's done golfing like the rest of them.
Or maybe he's drinking while he's out there on the course because his game sucks ass. Think about that, man. Think about it.
Yeah,
we've
been thinking about
ridiculous.
It.
Think about it.
Yeah, plus the secret passageways that they're in the golf course. You know, you got to be dreaming, Dave. I mean, the fact of the matter is...
I'm not, you know, nobody here is using no logic except for me.
Look, I admit that they drink in golf. I admit that there's bars in golf. I admit that the golf courses have them. I admit that the big courses that the pros play on have them. And
you don't see guys lifting up cups and drinking them during the tournament.
I see them lifting up cups, okay? But
what do you think's in there, man? What's in those sipper cups, huh? How do you like me now? What's in those sipper cups, huh? How do you like me now?
Maybe it's water.
Maybe it's a gimlet.
Maybe it's a gimlet. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Okay, and now it's time for One Man's Opinion. That's me. Actually, the PGA, you know, it's fun to watch golf, but anytime, let me tell you something. When you hear a golfer open his mouth on any topic other than golf, don't you just sit up and listen? I mean, no offense, but is there a guy less able to comment on life than a member of the PGA Tour? And I'm telling you, from experience, I've heard these guys. They've had race problems. They got problems in the PGA which, like, were solved by the rest of the world 20, 30 years ago. Not solved, but at least addressed. Like, let's just talk about race. You know, they just only recently did they finally get that one down. Like, what was it, 1946? They bust the color line in baseball. And it was only recently, like within the last 15 years, that they decided they'd stop playing at golf courses that didn't allow Jewish members. Well, all right. Do you think maybe we can not do that? Well, if you think it'll help. Yeah, I think it'll help. Well, I'm the commissioner of the PGA. I just believe that these Jews, you know, I didn't know that anybody noticed. Yes, people notice, you idiot. Watson. He's got a Jewish wife, Tom Watson. So Tom Watson finally said, like, I can't keep playing in these tournaments. I can't keep playing in these golf tournaments where they don't let, you know, Jewish members or black, you know, come on. And then when they asked the rank and file golfing membership about this, well, you've never heard. Honest to God, I don't think I'm engaging in any hyperbole here. I think I'm being fair. You've never heard dumber human beings in your life. They're just dumb. Take the dumbest football player you ever heard, put him in a pair of checkered pants, give him white skin, and you got yourself a golfer. A pro golfer. What do you think about the Jewish question? Well, what question's that? I don't know. 2 + 2 = 4. I got that one. Yeah. What do you think about the idea of Jews and golf? I don't know. I'm just a golfer. You know, I'll go out, I'll swing a club with anybody. It doesn't matter to me. whether he's a Heeb or, I mean, a Sheeny. I mean, the, well, I don't know what they call him now. We used to call him Sheenies. What's the, Jew? Oh, a Jew. That's good. I can do that. Can't do the kike. No, don't want to go there. All right. Geez, I remember the old days. Look, I don't mind having these black pros. I got no problem with a black man swinging a golf club. But I got to tell you something. You never saw Augusta in the early 60s when those four black caddies would come out and sing just before the guy teed off. They got that kind of a barbershop quartet thing. I want to tell you, that was great. God damn, that was fantastic. But I understand they have a right to golf and all that bullcrap. So we give them Fridays, and that means I'm out of town. All right. But you don't remember the good old days there in the Dogwoods, and we could just, you know, a darkie'd bring you a drink. Is there something wrong with that? I went to a restaurant in Atlanta. Now, dig this. Somebody from Atlanta would know the name of this restaurant. Honest to God. And it's a good restaurant, too. They only hire black waiters and waitresses, so you get the old plantation feel. It's not bad. You go in, you know, it's not, you're not being a racist. You're just sitting down and, it's like the old day. They're letting black folks come in and eat, too. Everybody gets to come in and eat, okay? So there's no racial bias there. But it's just that the people that serve you are all black. Because you get that down-home plantation deal going on, you know? Well, you know what? That's a very good question. Mike asks, how many blacks eat there? Let me double-check the stats on that. None. But anyway, well, it's not like we're keeping them out. I don't know the name of the place. I do know that I ate there, and I remember having a very pleasant experience. Look, I'm just screwing around. Well, maybe I'm not. I don't know. I got the gene, you know. There's something wrong with me. Hey, let me tell you something. I can say that I'm kidding, but maybe I'm not. You know, I'm infected. I got that diabolical white gene that the Muslims often spoke of. You know, you're white, man. You may be well-meaning, but you are just the devil. And I went in there, and I can't remember the name of the joint, but it had the old plantation feel. It had the wrought iron, and I think in the background they had a guy just, and, you know, yes, sir, can I take your, yeah, I'd like to have some of the, whatever the hell you got, some of that gravy and chitlins and all that crap. In the background you're hearing, yeah, and I'll take a drink, and, Aunt Fanny's Cabin. There you go, baby. Who'd somebody call in from Atlanta? That's the name of the joint. And I'm telling you, it was Atlanta's got great restaurants. One of these days, we got to get to Atlanta and just eat for a week. God. Deacon Burton's Grill. Anybody in Atlanta know that joint? Deacon Burton is a real deacon. And he also had this soul food joint. Downtown, just off of downtown Atlanta, you'd go into this place, it had the old screen door, flies buzzing around, the old ceiling fan slowly turning, and there's a line of white people going down two blocks to get into this joint at lunchtime, and you get in and you get the deep-fried chicken with the peach cobbler, and then they give you change for your buck so you can go to the Coke machine and pull an old bottle of Coke out, and Aunt Fanny's Cabin closed a year ago. What kind of communist state do I live in, anyway? What happened? Aunt Fanny just picked her fanny up and left, huh? That sucks. Anyway, this Deacon Burton's Grill, now you go in there and you get all kinds. Oh, it was fantastic, Craig. You get the black eyed peas, the whole deal. And there's an authentic black man there going, what you want?
I'd like to have the peach cobbler. And
all right, man. And you'd sit and you'd eat and you'd split and die of a heart attack in 6 months from the grease. We just got the word, Aunt Fanny's Cabin closed. She was tired of waiting on all of our white asses. Okay, thank you. We just got the information on that. Great to know about Aunt Fanny's Cabin. It was fantastic. But other than that, and, you know, this whole thing, that's why I rarely golf. Well, one of the reasons why I rarely golf is because my back went out. But the other reason why I rarely golf is because I don't like hanging around a lot of dumb white men. And boy, are they stupid in that game. There ain't no doubt. I'm seriously. And I say that with all due respect because many of them are very good friends of mine. So this poor kid, Casey Martin, the guy's got a leg that's going to be coming off in the next 6 months. They figure they're going to have to amputate this guy's leg, Craig. Seriously. They give him a card. He can ride around. And this bogus argument that, you know, that walking's part of the game. What a load. Think they qualifying school, you ride in a cart? What the hell is that? Everybody rides in a cart. So I, then when Dave talks about that, I don't know. Which brings me to really warm and fuzzy feelings that I get. Let's talk about uplifting things. Like I mentioned, anytime a professional golfer is quoted on any topic other than golf, I've got to sit up and listen. That PGA commissioner saying the Casey Martin thing was a win-win situation. You see the sense that that guy makes? You hear that? It just makes you feel good knowing that after a round of golf, they drink a fifth of scotch, puke in the parking lot, and then try to find their way home after leaving their bag laying there on the asphalt and forgetting to put it in the trunk of their car.
Doo-doo. Ooh, ooh, ow.
Yeah, baby. Hey, when I see that Bin Laden cat's face on TV, by the way, think of things that make you feel... When you see Bin Laden's face on TV... Or the other guys that were convicted of blowing up that embassy, they sit there with the turbans and the long black beards and those very stern demeanors and the long flowing robes and the unsmiling faces. When I see those guys on TV, I just feel better about things. Those guys are as comforting a visage as Santa Claus. Remember those cartoons as kids you'd see where the dog and a cat were dressed like legionnaires and the Arab was sneaking over the sand dunes, you know, like a snake? Now tell me that that doesn't come to mind when that Bin Laden dude's kisser is on TV. They really reinforced that with us, didn't they? That anti-Arab thing from a very early age. When I look at Bin Laden, I want to throw my arms around that guy and just love him. God, what is the hair that got up his rear end? And can we kill it with enough drinks? The other thing that makes me feel really good is when I see a TV, like on television, I see a soccer stadium in flames and people rioting down the narrow cobblestone streets of an ancient European city. I just feel warm and good everywhere. Just a soccer stadium burning and people rioting down an old street in Monte Carlo or something. I'm proud to be a member of the human family. Also, any dog mauling story, just any. Any dog mauling and the subsequent paragraph devoted to the owners of those dogs just gives me a little bit of a lift knowing those cats that own those fighting dogs like Rottweilers, what solid citizens. I want to live right next door to them. Would you get your dog under control? Anyway, screw it. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Oh, hi, Phil. You just said those cats that own dogs. Yeah. You see?
Yeah, it's great.
I got it.
I got to get off some of these AM stations. Whatever. All right. What was the other one that made you feel good today, Mike, when that kid got arrested for having a plastic fork in his lunch pail because his mom gave him some homemade stew and they had busted him for a, you know, concealed weapon thing and now he's, like, in jail? Doesn't that make you have faith in the people that make our laws? What the hell? There's a girl who can't even get her a diploma in high school because she, some kind of a knife, she was moving. And her kitchenware fell out in the backseat of her car. Cop sees it, busted, carrying a weapon, can't graduate. I mean, she can graduate, but she can't graduate. She can't receive her diploma with her classmates. Let me tell you something. I did it. It's not that great. Don't feel bad. I stood there like an idiot on a football field.
Philip Henry.
And I went up, I got the thing, and I sat down, and I kept sweating. You would take that knife to yourself if you had to sit through that. Phil Henry Show.